Hello and welcome to the Web Serving Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Carl O'Connell and here are today's top stories. The US has repealed an online security law. Google has launched a translate feature in China. And social media is the platform attracting the most customers in the Asia-Pacific region. The United States House of Representatives has voted to repeal a law which forced internet service providers to have user permission to share data. Put in place just days before the election of President Trump, the original law has now been overturned just 5 months later. Following the change, internet service providers will have full access to personal data like precise geolocation, financial information, children's information, social security numbers, and web browsing history. The U-turn was backed by Verizon and AT&T, who claimed that the restriction was stricter than the privacy laws that Facebook and Google are subjected to. It was also claimed that it would level the online playing field by the head of the Federal Communications Commission, Ajit Pai. However, it's attracted anger from internet rights groups who have said that it has taken away privacy. Evan Greer from the rights group Fight for the Future even suggested that it had shown that lawmakers care more about the wishes of corporations that fund their campaigns than the safety and security of internet users. Google has relaunched its Translate feature in China. The service will be accessible to Chinese users through a mobile app without the need for software to bypass the Great Firewall. Nearly 7 years ago, Google moved its Chinese language site to Hong Kong following the introduction of censorship laws in the country, making its services only available via a VPN connection. The introduction of the feature to the market marks a change in the company's view of the Chinese market. Google has said that the feature will help Chinese users to break down language barriers. TechCrunch has suggested that the recent move is to increase Google's presence in the market in anticipation for the introduction of more features. New research has found that social media is the most popular channel for attracting new customers in the Asia-Pacific region. The countries involved in the survey were Australia, New Zealand, and Singapore. The survey, conducted by Adroll, questioned marketing professionals in the region about the channel they most favored to engage new consumers, with 40% responding with organic social media. Additionally, 35% of respondents favored paid social media. eMarketer predicts that social advertising in the region will grow by 33% in 2017 to over $15 billion. The taxi service Uber has announced that it's to pull out of Denmark following the introduction of new taxi laws. Currently, the app has around 300,000 users in the country, with more than 2,000 drivers signed up to the service. However, the Danish government has recently passed a law requiring all taxi drivers to have a fare meter enabled in their car. Uber has said that it's working with the Danish government in order to enable Danes to enjoy the benefits of modern technologies like the app. And this isn't the first time the company has struggled with European law, as it fights against the banning of its low-cost Uber Pop service in multiple other countries. And finally, Spanish lawmakers are reportedly considering the introduction of a new digital disconnect law. The idea from the Ministry of Employment and Social Security would give employees in the country the right to disconnect from all digital forms of communication with work colleagues and bosses. A very similar idea was put in place in France at the start of 2017, meaning that businesses with over 50 employees would have to set out the hours which they can be contacted. Meanwhile, private companies in other countries have already introduced the option to staff, such as the Daimler car company in Germany, which gives its workers the option to have all emails received whilst on holiday automatically deleted. And that's all from me today. Thank you for joining us, and be sure to check out our Catch Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.